Christian, can you do the obvious and walk us through the two punt returns for touchdowns?
Yeah, we knew coming into this week that there would be a big opportunity to make big plays and special teams part of the game. And Coach Banks really put an emphasis on making sure we're going through our preparation and not changing any way of our preparation just for this game, and and playing to the level that we can play to. And it was just big for us to be patient and know that we're going to get opportunities and just taking advantage of those opportunities. The whole punt return scheme that we had this week was great. The guys went out there and executed it. Everyone got their blocks, and just like I said, just taking advantage of opportunities, and it felt nice to get in the end zone.
On the right side up front, Christy.
I'm sure you love all of your punt return touchdowns, but which one of the ones tonight did you like better?
Probably the first one. It was the first one of the season for me and the punt return group, and it felt good for everyone because it's been a long time coming. We've kind of been a little frustrated with not being able to get a big play like that in the punt return game. So it's something that we work hard and put so many hours and hard work into. So to be able to get that and a 75 yarder on top of that was really good for us.
Third row on the right, Olin.
Hey, Christian, what was the mood and conversation like at halftime? It seemed like because the way y'all came out in the second half, I wonder if that was a response to anything that was felt or said at intermission.
Well, yeah, it was a pretty intense halftime for us. It was kind of the coaches coming in and just kind of kicking us in the butt a little bit and getting us going. We knew the standard that we set, and we weren't playing at that in the first half. So that's on us as players to make sure that we come out and play at that standard, and we weren't doing it, and the coaches felt that we weren't giving it all that we had. So they came in and kind of just got into us a little bit, but said let's lock down and kind of put this thing away, because we know what we can do when we execute. So it was good to go out there in that second half and execute.
Second row, right side, Brent.
What does that look like when the field opens up in front of you? What's going through your mind at that point on a punt return like those two?
It's a great feeling, knowing that, especially like I said, this whole season it's been a little frustrating, just because we've had teams that scheme around our punt return game from the success that we had last year, and just doing some different things, putting the ball higher in the air, and for us to get some opportunities, it just felt good to go out there and execute and have fun. That's one of my favorite aspects and sides of the ball to play is punt return game. It's a lot of fun. So it was good to just get out there with those guys and us to put it all together and get two of them tonight and be able to go on the sideline and celebrate with them.
Back row on the right, Sam, then we'll come to Travis.
You mentioned a little bit of frustration to not having been able to pop one before tonight. How would you sum up how things have gone for you individually this season?
I think it's going well. I'm really pleased with how I'm playing this season. It's obviously with it being a new offense, it's just different opportunities, and I think with this getting past that this half point of the season, we're kind of hitting our stride, and everybody's kind of taking their role in this offense to heart, and we're really getting it down, and we're all kind of sinking together. So that's the thing, is just understanding your role and understanding the job that Coach Mazzoni's putting forth for you, and going out and doing it to the best of your abilities. Everybody's going to get opportunities to score touchdowns, to get yards, whatnot, and that's the thing. That we're so diverse with what we can do, and I'm just really happy with how it's going as a team, and I'm gonna go out every Saturday and give it my all for this offense and this team.
Go to Travis and then Ben.
I believe I'm correct in saying that you're the first A&M player to return two punt returns in one game, and then also you break the career punt return touchdown record for the school. What does it mean for you to go down in A&M's record books like that?
Oh, it means the world for me, especially with the amount of great players that have come through this program, and with this university, it means so much. And when I found that out, I play this game to leave a legacy and to leave leave my name in the record books. And I got to give thanks to the guys in front of me that are blocking, because obviously it wouldn't happen if those guys aren't selling out for that stuff. And there's some guys that play this game that don't enjoy special teams, but with Coach Banks and he makes it so much fun for us. And the guys go out there every day and give it their all. It, you know, it's all thanks to them. You know, and it's just an honor to be able to do that and have my name in the record books.
We'll go Ben and then Christy and then Daryl in the back will wrap us up.
You know, Christian, how well did the offense move with Jake, and what was impressive about the way he was able to move things?
I thought they moved well, and it's good to see those guys because, you know, those guys that get in, you know, the second and third string guys, you know, you're not hearing their names. You're not hearing the names in the newspaper. Nobody's really, you know, talking about them. I mean, it's just how it is, and for them to get in there and, you know, go out there and make plays and be successful, because those are the guys that, you know, like I said, you don't hear about them, but they're out there working just as hard, if not harder, than the guys that are out there Saturday, you know, the starters. So it's really good to see, like I said, to see those guys, you know, going out there and having fun. But, you know, Jake's been around. He's a veteran guy. You know, it comes natural to him. You know, that's the word I use to it. It just comes natural to him. He just has a calm presence. So it's really comfortable to know that you have a guy like that behind Trevor to lead your offense.
Right up front on the right, Christy.
A lot of times whenever guys are stars on offense or defense, they either don't play special teams or don't want to play special teams. What is it about you that makes you really savor playing special teams still?
Well, like I said earlier, it's you know, a lot of credit goes to Coach Banks. You know, he just makes it so much fun for us, and you know, it's a part of the game that's really, really important, and it's really overlooked. You know, field position is everything when it comes to, you know, elite, you know, football games, and that's a big thing for us, and we always emphasize that. But you know, I really just enjoy it. It's something I've done, you know, my whole entire life. And no, it's good to, you know, work with the group of guys that we have on special teams. And like I said, it's a lot of credit that goes to Coach Banks, because every day it's fun to show up for special teams and put in that work.
In the back, Daryl, he'll wrap us up.
Chris, you feel like you guys played well enough to get the bad taste out of your mouth of last week's loss? And does it make you guys feel like you're ready to head to Starkville and play Mississippi State next weekend?
Well, yeah, you know, I felt it was good for us, you know, to come out and play like we did tonight. That was a big thing, you know, when we were talking about before the game is, you know, last time we took the field, we had lost. So, you know, we were making sure people didn't, that us as a team didn't forget that. And, you know, we still had a bad taste in our mouth. And, you know, we said after the Alabama game, you know, we felt bad for whoever's going to play us next, because we were going to come, you know, with a chip on our shoulder. That's just how this team is. That's how we carry ourselves. So it was good, you know, come out and get a dominant win. And, you know, we go back into SEC play, and it's, you know, it's time to lock down and really focus on winning out and setting ourselves up for the postseason.